Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at dave@villagemedia.ca or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Recently, there have been several reports at the county and the city about affordable housing and homelessness. Even Lakehead University touched on the subject in its Wednesday morning lectures. The aim of all this talk is to provide more affordable housing. The outcome of these deliberations does generate some momentum and thereby some increase in the housing stock. However, the benefits largely go to people that sit between real low income and middle class. In looking at the entire discussions, it is clear that private-public partnerships will not provide the housing required for the real low-income people or the ones that suffer from mental or physical difficulties. Private partners expect a decent return on their capital, and there just is not enough profit in the construction and operation of housing for this segment of the society. So, the only way to get people out of illegal camping, which is in the news now, is for the government to construct and operate housing. By housing, I do not mean crowded shelters. The construction and operation of such housing will require funds. It is better that these funds come from governments rather than through private capital, as private capital is more expensive than public capital, and ultimately it has to be paid by the taxpayer anyway. For a large number of taxpayers, it makes very little difference if the cost is collected through municipal, provincial, or federal taxes. This writer prefers provincial collection, as the province has the possibility to collect through progressive taxes, i.e., the high-income people pay a higher proportion than people at the low end. Sales tax is a reasonable vehicle for collection. The actual construction and operation of such housing could be carried out by municipalities. I suggest that there have been enough studies undertaken. Hence, the local councils should either raise the money and get on with constructing necessary housing or, if they are not brave enough to do so, go after the provincial government to make the necessary funds available. The approach to the provincial government should be by individual councils and through the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. Conrad Brenner, Remara.